Hello, it is me, Coach MJ. Let me change my name, change my name, change my name. Y'all, I've been recording videos all day, and a lot of people see the video. So this is like the fourth shirt I've had on today. I'm running out of clothes. So if you see this outfit in a video, you'll know. Be like, girl, I was at that call. She had on that shirt. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been changing shirts and recording videos. This is my whole day right now. So, and then I get to end it by hanging out with y'all, which is even better. Even better. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. For those of you who do not know me, I am Coach MJ. I am the Member Journey Director here at No BS Weight Loss Membership. Lost 80 pounds with Corinne. What else? I was in menopause. I had a full-time job. I had kids at home, all the things, and I lost all the weight. And I'm like everybody else here at No BS, here to help you do the same. So welcome. Welcome. You are, hey, Jean Banning. So here's what I have for you. This is a webinar style call. I cannot see you. I cannot hear you. It's just me. So if you go potty, you know, you'll be all right. Let me see who is coming on this call with me. Coach Ashley is here. If you're new, you may have seen her on your new member transformation call. She's going to be in the chat and in the Q&A with me today. And she will be answering questions. Now, I will tell you, she will be typing in all caps. She is not mad or angry or pissed or any of those things. She just wants you to know that it's her. Okay. Closed caption is enabled. If you will click on the CC button on your device, you can see the words just rolling across your screen at the bottom. Make sure your chat is set to everyone, so everybody can see what you have to say. And then we also have a reactions button at the bottom of the page. If you like what you're hearing, if you want to celebrate with somebody in the chat, whatever, go ahead and give a reaction. Oh, Sharon says, newbie alert. Watch out for silly questions from me. Girl, there's no silly questions. We hear them all. We answer them all. And it is amazing. All right. So if you are new, if you've been here less than 2 weeks, I want you to use the reactions button and let me know. Give me a heart or a celebration or a hand clap, all the things. Welcome. It's me, Coach MJ. Of those people that just gave their emoji, have you scheduled a new member transformation call with one of our two amazing new member coaches, either Coach Ashley or Coach Christy? Make sure that you get on that calendar. Let us walk you through everything that you need in order to be successful inside of No BS. That is very important to us. People say all the time, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I'm telling you, all you have to do is ask. We are right here. We're in Facebook. We're in Ask Coaches. We're in support. We're on those new member transformation calls. We are everywhere. You cannot hide from us. As long as you let us know you're there, we will reach back out and we will help you. You can run, but you can't hide. Lisa, I rejoined last month, but have not really started. Lisa, get your butt on one of them calls. It's a small group, four people, Zoom call. Let us kick you into gear. And this call will kick you into gear. Michelle has one right after this call. Yes. Take advantage of the calls. All right. So what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about some things that you need to do to get yourself set up for success inside of No BS. I'm going to show you the main features on the website. There is a website tour, but I do want to point out exactly where you get help because that is so important in weight loss. Y'all, you're not doing this by yourself anymore. And I want you to know how to get to the people who are going to help you figure out, because we're all around. So that is so important. So, and then at the end, I'm going to answer some questions. We're trying to tighten up these calls a little bit so it doesn't take up so much of your time. And so that is what I'm going to try to do today. So here's what I want to tell you that is so different about No BS. A lot of times when you're talking about success in weight loss, your goal is to lose weight, right? Like, it's no joke. That's what we want to do. But a lot of times, especially when you first start, you're trying to change habits. Maybe you're thinking the scale isn't moving like it should or like you want it to or all of those other things. A lot of times you get discouraged because you look at the scale on Friday or whatever day you weigh and you decide that you're not doing well because the scale isn't moving like you think it should. But in No BS, we don't define success like that. Yes, that is one type of success. Scale success is a type of success. But so often in weight loss, we discount all the other successes. Y'all, when you decide to write down your plan and it's brand new and you've not done it and you're not used to it and it's not a habit and you catch yourself and you go back and you write your plan, that's success. That is one small step on the path to a new habit. When you were a person who never drinks water like me, I was like, I drink coffee all day until 5 o'clock and then I drink wine. That was literally the only two things I ever, ever, ever drank, a sweet tea every now and again, because you know I am Southern. I don't know if you could tell by my accent, but I am. And when I started drinking water, it was a struggle. I started with like 16 ounces, like a bottle of water a day. And I celebrated the shit out of that, y'all. That was huge for me. That was success for me in that moment. If you are a person who is like, I'm not ready to plan all my meals, but you know what I'm willing to do? I'm willing to write down a couple of choices for breakfast and lunch. I'll work on dinner later, but you've never been a planner. That is success. When you reach out in Facebook because you got a silly question, that is success. When you show up to a live call, even when you're like, I don't know what this crazy thing is about, that's success. When you press play on a No BS weight loss podcast or on a video, that's success. And we so often discount all the little things that get us to our weight loss. We don't just wake up and be at our goal weight. You do a lot of tiny, small decisions every single day that get you there. And what we've done for so long is we make all these decisions all week long. We say no to food and we increase our water and we're writing our food down and doing all this other stuff. And we feel pretty good about ourselves. And then we get on the scale and it didn't move like we thought it should. And we, all that good shit we did, we just throw it on out the window. We act like it didn't even happen. Instead of saying, okay, I showed up pretty well. I wonder what I could do next week, or I wonder who I could reach out to who could help me. So we've got to be intentional about how we define success inside of No BS, inside of our life, inside of our weight loss, other than that fucking plastic thing on a scale that just, I mean, off the floor, it spits out a number. And the other thing we did, I just talked a minute ago about habit creation. So maybe you're not a person who has ever been a planner. You're going to learn all about the phases of change in the No BS weight loss course. But what I am going to say about creating a habit, the easier you can make it on yourself, the easier it's going to be to create a habit. The more like habitual you make it, the easier it's going to be to create. So for instance, if you've never been a planner, we need to make a decision right now on this call. Just make the decision. There's no wrong, right decision. For the next 30 days, what time are you going to plan your food? Maybe it's the night before. Maybe it's the morning of. Maybe it's first thing when your feet hit the floor. Maybe it's with your coffee in the morning. Maybe you're going to leave it at work or at your desk. Like, I work from home. I leave mine in here on my desk. That's the first thing I do before I even turn my computer on, is I write my plan for the day. Have a specific time, not just some time before I go to work. No, because you're like, oh, I'll do that in a minute. Oh, I can get that in a minute. I'm about to go get the kids up. Let me get it in a minute. And the next thing you know, all your minutes are gone. You're out the door and your planner is sitting at the house. So I want you to be intentional, habitual, so that you can set an alarm on your phone so that your planner's in the same place every day. And pretty soon you're going to be looking for it instead of having to remember it. So decide, are you going to print out the planner on the planner page on nobswoman.com? We've got instructions for how to print it, how to send it to FedEx if you want them to print it for you, and how to download it to your digital device. Any of the ways you can get it, go ahead and decide right now for the next 30 days, I'm going to plan digitally. I'm going to go ahead and download it to my device. I'm going to plan every morning while I drink my coffee sitting on a couch. Whatever that looks like, but be very specific because your brain loves to create a habit around something specific. Don't make yourself be able to talk yourself out of it. It's a new habit. You got to spend some time. If you did not drink water and you know that you want to start to drink 16 ounces of water a day or 32 ounces of water, wherever you're going to start with this, set that water out. Get a big water bottle. Whatever it's going to take to help you be successful. So I want you to really think about little ways that you can like put things in your path to remind you of the habits you're trying to create. Don't just be thinking, oh, I'm an OBS woman now. Write my 24-hour plan. Brain, just remind me every day at 8 o'clock to write my plan. Your brain is not going to do that. It's not used to it. It's never done it. In the Rolodex of habits, it ain't coming up. Because it hadn't been put in the Rolodex yet. You got to get it in the Rolodex so that it can remind you. I just said Rolodex. Does anybody know what a Rolodex is? I like for all of you youngins. That's our contacts on our phone now. God bless. Yeah, I know. Everybody's like, I know what a Rolodex is. Yeah, that little card, we roll it. Ashley, do you know what a Rolodex is? She's our baby. She may not. Yeah. Oh, she does. Oh, Amanda's got a Rolodex on her phone. That's amazing. But if you don't put that person's card inside your Rolodex, you're never going to be able to find the card. So you have to intentionally put the habit in your brain so your brain will offer it back up to you. And you just need to decide how you're going to get that Rolodex card in your brain. All right. I really do want to show you our amazing nobswoman.com website. Oh my God, Hannah. Hannah said, I'm 33, but I know it from Sleepless in Seattle. I know it, Hannah, because I lived it. God bless. All right, baby. Just a baby. All right. So I'm going to show you the website. I'm not going to point out everything. There's a ton of stuff on the website for everybody in the membership. I just want to show you what you need to do to get started, to be successful. If you've been here for a while and you need a swift kick in the ass, I want to show you how to pare it down and get back on track. All right, share my screen. I tried to just share one individual. My daughter's getting married. You may be able to see. This is our seating chart we've been working on. There it is right there. Making the magic happen. Making the magic happen. All right. NoBSWoman.com. Here we go. Our amazing website. No. When you first join, though, the first place that you are dumped off on here is your quick start. And I'm going to tell you, if you need a swift kick in the ass and you hadn't been through this quick, you've been here for 100 years. I don't care. If you have not watched this quick start in a minute, I want you to come over here and watch it. It is amazing. And also, this is where you get the link to schedule your new member onboarding transformation call with the amazing Coach Ashley or the amazing Coach Christy. You know, we have two Christies now. Two Coach Christies. Coach Christy with a K and Coach Christy with a CH. Coach Christy with a CH is our new member transformation person. Yeah, I'm going to kick y'all in the ass. So once you do this, now I'm going to tell you this. You see all that shit over on the side. Don't be fucking around over there. If you are new, let it go. Let it go. Go to the new member quick start and just follow along. Like, follow the yellow brick road, right? Like, we're going to leave you breadcrumbs all along the way. I want you doing this shit. Because all of this stuff on here, I say this every call, everything is available to you as a member of No BS, but it may not be for you right now. It is available to you, but it may not be for you. Listen, we've got a maintenance course in here. If you've got 100 pounds to lose, probably don't want to spend your time on the maintenance course right now, but it's there. It's available to you, but it's not for you right now. And when you get to maintenance or you get close to maintenance, it's still going to be sitting right there waiting on you. And we see so many women going, well, I can't use everything. Of course you don't. But you don't say that about Netflix. You don't cancel your Netflix subscription because you can't watch every damn movie on there and every show. You're like, oh, what do I want to take? Oh, this interest. I love a good rom-com. Let me just go through that. Oh, I don't like horror movies. I'm staying away from that. You don't ever say, well, I can't use the horror movie, so guess Netflix isn't for me. No. Same thing goes for this website. You use what you need in the moment. And no, if you ever get a hankering for a horror movie, you get a wild hair up your ass, you can go watch a horror movie. Just know that, you know, right now we've got self-love on the website. We've got, you know, scale drama and the regain solution and all that stuff. You don't need that right now. You need to stay focused on the No BS weight loss course. And if you ever want to watch it, that stuff is sitting right there waiting on you. Just waiting on you. I'm going to tell you, somebody said, Michelle said, you'll find out there's three types of No BS women. There's a bottom line bitch. She's like, just give me just the facts, ma'am. Bottom line, let me listen to the course. Leave me alone. Then you've got the moderation mama who may come to some calls, probably in the Facebook group, all that sort of stuff. And then we've got a deep dive diva, which is like fire hose. Bring it on. I don't get overwhelmed. Bring me everything. You know, we just did a survey and only 10% of our membership is a deep dive diva. Only 10%. Everybody else is a bottom line bitch or moderation mama. They were like actually neck and neck. Like they were close to each other. And you may notice, I love what Michelle said. I'm mostly a bottom line bitch, a deep diver every once in a while. And you'll notice that it changes over time. So like when I first joined No BS, I have three kids. Working full-time over at the nursing home as a physical therapist, taking care of my mom and my grandmother. I was a bottom line bitch. Like I was like in my car on my commute, listening to podcasts. That's about all the time I had. Then I left the nursing home and I went to home health. Guess where I was? All day in my car. All day. All day. So I actually, at that point in my life, turned into a deep dive diva because I was able to listen to everything in my car. Now I'm working from home. I work for No BS. I don't have a commute anymore. And so pretty much now I'm either a bottom line bitch or a moderation mama. It changes over time. So, all right. So you're on the new member quick start. Like I said, everything is here, is available to you, but it may not be for, it is not for you. If you're either stuck in a rut or you're brand new, leave the rest of this shit alone. Follow our breadcrumbs. So I watched these four lessons. Okay. Click here to begin the No BS weight loss course. That's it. When you get here, we've got a four basics cheat sheet. If you don't know the four basics, 64 ounces of water, 7 hours of sleep, plan and assess your food, eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough. That's the only rules in here. We give you a cheat sheet. Then we also give you the 30-day planner, which again, you can send to FedEx, you can print it, you can be a digital diva. And I'm just going to tell you, If you are easily overwhelmed and you're like, MJ, I don't want that planner yet, get a piece of paper, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, write it down. Move on to the planner when you feel like it. And then step three, start the course. Just press play on a video. Click on lesson one, start watching. That's it. That's how it works. Now, if you are a busy woman on the go, you know, and you want to listen to the podcast, you can do that here. We give you QR codes. We tell you how to subscribe. If you have any trouble at all, click the blue question mark at the bottom. This is step number one for how to, well, really step number two for how to get help. Step number one is the new member transformation call. You get three of those calls in your first month of membership. You can use them anytime. They're 25 minutes on Zoom like this with one of our new member transformation coaches. Now, second place you can get help, any page on this website, any of them. Right here on the bottom, it says questions with a question mark. That is how you get help from our support team. Support at pnptribe.com. You click on this question mark on the bottom of any page. Type in your name. It's like writing an email, right? You just give us your email address. We'll send you an email back. And I can promise you, I swear to y'all, those tickets are answered within 24 hours, usually way less. So if for some reason you email and you do not get a response, check your junk, check your spam, make sure your stuff isn't nested and email us back. Because I can promise you, you got emailed back without fail. That thing gets emptied out multiple times a day. I'd be shocked if anybody had to wait 24 hours. I don't know the last time anybody did wait 24 hours. So you can listen to No BS on the go. Okay. And once you finish with that, look down here, finish No BS, choose your next pathway. When you click on that, we'll even give you a quiz, tell you what to do when No BS is done. We have a ton of courses that are available to you. But until you finish the course, they're not for you. They will be available to you anytime you're ready, as soon as you finish the No BS Weight Loss course. Now, we do have other private member podcasts. My suggestion, if you're new, is just to listen to the No BS Weight Loss course. We've got another private member podcast where all of our bonus courses live. We even have another one where all the recordings of our calls live in audio form. They're also uploaded to the website in video form. And then we have a quick hits podcast. All of that is available to you once you finish. It's available to you always, but it's not for you at first. I really don't want y'all getting in the weeds with everything that is available. Yes, it's here. Don't use it yet. We've got women in here. We've got women in here, been here 5 years. They've been through the No BS Weight Loss course 4 or 5 times. They're using the rest of this menu. And I want you to do the same once you finish the course. Facebook. You can join our Facebook group right here. As a member, you get our amazing community of No BS women. You just click here to join the main Facebook group. And we do have subgroups that are like more tailored, you know, where you can find your really people. You know, go through here and look and see what's available to you. And then we have an accountability setup process. So Coach Dina is our, accountability coach. You can sign up for accountability and Coach Dina will hook you up. Look, there she is. Meet Dina. There she is. You just click here and sign up for a group. Or a partner, all the instructions are here for you. And then the final place that you can get help is Ask Coaches. So you join No BS to lose weight, but really the reason you join No BS is because you need a team to help you. And we are that team. We are your cheerleaders. We are your guides. We are your teachers. We are all the things. So if you have a question and you specifically want a coach to answer it, click here to submit your question. You type in the name of your question and your actual question, and you come back within 48 hours. We're actually running a little bit closer to 24 right now. Click here to see recent answers. And you can ask us anything. Okay. It is anonymous to the membership. So you see, we've got a question here. They did not answer it. We do not know who asked the question. And here is your coach's answer. Okay. Here's another question. Here's another answer. Our coaches sign it. So we just started doing that, y'all. Coach Kathy signed this one. So you just come on in here and you can scroll through it, or you can ask your own question. Now, you will not be emailed the answer to your question. So ask a question, come back here within 48 hours, closer to 24 right now, and you will just find the title of your question and see your answer. We do have monthly focuses. Is it focuses? I guess. I think that's right. We do have monthly focuses. That just sounds so weird. Anyway, inside of No BS, this month we are doing time management. We have stuff every month. If you are a person who is going through the No BS weight loss program, weight loss course, skip it till you get to till it's time. It's available to you, but it may not be for you. Yeah, Ask Coaches is like Dear Abby. So thank you, Sandy. That's so much a better way to say it. Each month we have a monthly focus. Yeah, I don't even have to make it plural, Sandy. Then I don't even have to worry about it. That's amazing. So that's way better. Thank you, Sandy, for saving me today on this call. Ask Coaches, if you've got a question, yes, the coaches are in Facebook. But I know, I'm going to tell you what happens. If you notice that you are using Facebook as the No BS Weight Loss membership, you are missing so much value. If you're using Facebook instead of going through the course, or if you're using Facebook instead of going to Ask Coaches, you're missing the boat, y'all. You are missing the boat. I want you to use this website. Facebook is recess. We had a member, I don't know, a couple months ago who left the membership. She said, I have been in that Facebook every day and I still have yet to see a course. No, it's not in Facebook. That's why come. It lives on nobswomen.com. All right. So you know how to find help. Follow the breadcrumbs that we give you. Oh, I do want to mention one other thing. We do have calls. Okay. We have live calls like this live call. You do get a Zoom reminder, but sometimes email takes a dump. Sometimes it runs really slow. Sometimes it's human error and we somehow flake out, whatever. We do have a training calendar. This is also where the video replays. We already talked about there's a podcast that has the audio replays of all the calls. This is where the live replays live as well, the video replays. But the training calendar is amazing. You can subscribe to it. If you would like, every call that we have is here, lives right here. And go ahead and subscribe to the calendar so that you never miss a call. Or if you don't want to subscribe to the entire calendar, you can click on each one, each item. Like you're like, oh, buying back time for weight loss with the home organization specialist. I want to do that. You click there, you can just add individual things to your calendar if you don't want to clog up your calendar with all the calls, if you know you're not going to be able to attend them. All right, I'm going to stop sharing. That's my spiel. Let's look for questions. There's a couple of questions in the Q&A. Cheryl says, I need help staying focused. I have been here about a month and only did doable plans. And even tried this first couple of weeks. So you've been planning consistently, Cheryl, but I want you to make sure, Cheryl, type again in the Q&A. Have you gone through the No BS Weight Loss course? Because in the No BS Weight Loss course, you'll learn about the phases of change and how change actually happens. Because a lot of times we're like, I've made this decision. I'm going to plan. And then if we forget one day, we're like, well, we suck. We failed. We suck. We're never going to get this. Oh, she can't stay on plan. We'll talk about that in a minute, Cheryl. So when you first start developing a new habit, you'll notice that 20% of the time you remember to do it and 80% of the time you don't. That's very normal. And then you move into the 40% of the time you do it and 60% of the time you forget. So it's very normal. And we talk about all of that in the No BS weight loss course. But Cheryl is saying she's having a hard time staying on plan. Cheryl, you got a couple of options here. Number one, I want you to make sure it's not a should plan. Make sure it's a doable, honest plan. Because listen, y'all, in order to level up for weight loss and to do all the things, we got to start where we are. We got to be really fucking honest. If you're eating McDonald's every day, but you're putting a healthy salad with grilled chicken, you're not going to follow that plan. First, it's all about developing that plan of writing it down, whatever it is. Get real honest. It's time to get for real with yourself. As Judith Catan says, you have got to be honest and write down what you are actually eating. Make sure it is not a plan of dreams. A plan, like, it's like a lot of times when you join No BS or anything really, you take all of your past diet rules. Can't eat sugar, can't eat carbs, better eat grilled, only healthy food. And then we're like, make it doable. And you're like, I'll take all my shoulds, all my old diets. I'm going to slap it right here on this plan. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. And a lot of times when we find that people aren't following their plan, it's that type of planning, not actual doable planning. If you know you've been eating ice cream every night for the last 15 years, by God, put ice cream on that plan. If you know that every day at lunch, you go get fast food, plan that shit. Give yourself an opportunity to win. Give yourself an opportunity to win. It's usually a half decent plan. Then it's a battle with old diet mentality. And then I get so freaked out and throw my hands up. Cheryl, I've got the solution for you. See why it's so amazing to have a coach in your pocket? Give yourself two options. Give yourself two options. Give yourself an opportunity to win. Plan what you want and then what you think you should have. Give yourself an option in the moment. There's nothing wrong with putting options down. So go ahead and do that. Try that. Give yourself choices. Same thing with snacks. If you want to give yourself like a list of like approved snacks, go ahead and do that. Put three or four things on there. I feel like options are cheating. Well, it's just not true. That's not cheating at all. It's doable. A doable plan is doable. And if doable for you, there's no rules like it's got to be doable and one thing or doable and certain foods on there. It's just doable. And that's what makes us so special. What's doable for me is not doable for you, is not doable for somebody else. You got to do what's doable for you. And if doable is giving yourself two options sometimes, by God, it's doable. It's the only rule we got to follow. Got to be able to do it. I decided I would rather have too much food on my plan and be able to follow it. I just leave foods uneaten on my plan. Charlotte, that is a great way to do it. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you give yourself two options, pizza or salad, that's not a good example because they go really well together. Like, you know, I'm going to go to the drive-thru at McDonald's or I'm going to go through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A and get a salad. That didn't mean you go both places and eat them both. You just make a decision. I'm having trouble being consistent when my routines aren't perfect. Like if I'm traveling or planning for a party that doesn't happen every day, I make and assess plans, track water, and then it takes forever to get back on track. Okay. This is such a great question. Same thing happens on weekends, right? So on Monday through Friday, we have got five opportunities. to practice the four basics in an environment that is very similar. But we only have 2 days a week to practice weekends. So we find that it takes a little bit longer. Same thing when you're traveling. Like, how often are you traveling or planning for a party? Probably not very often if it's out of the norm for you. So give yourself a little bit of grace. Know that your plans are probably not going to look like plans that you make on Monday through Friday on a regular week, and plan for that. That might be a time when you really do give yourself options. I've had to learn that my constant thing on my plan has to be, and anything I need to raise my blood sugar if it bottoms out. Diabetic here. Amanda, yes, ma'am. Your health comes first. That's really all a doable plan is you're really just planning for the version of you who has her best interests in mind. Because without a plan, we are beholden to how we feel at the end of the day when our kids have driven us nuts, when our partner's on our last nerve, when our boss dumped a fuck ton of work in our lap and we are frustrated and we just want to eat. When we sit down and write a plan, it's like, okay, bitch got goals. I know where I'm going. I know what I want. And you make a plan from that space. And health is definitely first and foremost. Accountability groups typically take between a week or two to get. So we try to pair you with people near you. Depends on what's coming in. And Ashley may have already answered that. Girl, you just said that. I should have looked before I answered. Cut down from your usual pizza portion and add a salad. Yep. Yes, diabetes is never off plan. I feel like I need to get better at meal prep for the week. If you want to be a meal prepper, there's several ways that you can do that, right? Like, when you say get better at, like, sometimes you can just make it a little bit easier on yourself. Like, let's say that you want to eat a salad for lunch every day. I don't know, something easy. So what you can do is, like, on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day you're going to food prep, just boil some eggs and cut up some veggies. Make it easy like that. Food prep does not necessarily have to be full on meals. It could be, I buy a rotisserie chicken and tear it off the bone. That's a great, like, first step into food prep. 2 year member, I need advice. I was drinking 64 ounces of water, and somewhere along the line, I dropped to 48 ounces. Getting that last 16 ounces has become virtually impossible. I have been making a daily conscious decision to drink 64 and just fall short. Any ideas? You know what? This has happened to me, believe it or not, over my time in No BS. Like, I was drinking like 100 ounces at one point. Then I was like, I knew at some point I was not getting my water in, and just different things. And I did what I did when I was first starting. Because y'all, I told y'all it was coffee until wine. So water was a huge, huge struggle for me. Like, it just was. I've never been a water drinker. It was just a huge struggle for me. And so no matter what, before I went to bed, I had to finish that water. So for me at first, it was leaving water bottles out. Like, listen, I was trying to figure out how to get in water. Wasn't worried about the planet. Just 16 ounce water bottles, 4 of them. If it was 8:30 and I was getting ready for bed and there were 2 left, I would just stand in the kitchen and chug them. No excuses. And just knowing I was going to have to pee all night long. And I got tired of that in a mighty way. And I started trying to figure out how to get my water in a little bit earlier in the day. Like, I would have one in the bathroom. I don't care if it's warm, y'all. I really don't. I'd put one in the bathroom. I'd put one beside my coffee and chug it before I drank my coffee. If I would go anywhere in the car, I'd be like, okay, by the time I get to Publix, I got to have this water bottle gone. And I would make a game out of it. That's how I did it. But yeah, it's sometimes we do that. So let's see. I'm learning to celebrate non-scale success. That's amazing. I've been a part of No BS for several years now, but have never had a planner 3 months in a row or gotten on a live call that I planned and made time for. How do I continue to move forward and believe that I will lose my weight without giving up? And I love what Ashley said. You're here, honey. And you said not attending a live call. 90% of our membership never attend a live call. They're replay people. There's that. Yeah, Tracy, really, the goal is that your urine is a very pale yellow. So, like, for me, a lot of time, like, in the summer, I have to drink more water because I live in the South. Did I mention? And it's hot as hell here in the South, and it's humid, and I sweat like a pig. That's just what happens. And so, if I drink 64 ounces of water in the summer, my urine is orange still. It is just orange. And it's cold here for the first week ever and forever. And I've literally just gotten my 64 ounces and my urine is clear or pale yellow. Yeah. Yeah, Michelle says it depends if you're eating a lot of fruits and veggies that has water in it. Yeah. Oh my God. Audrey said, I always listen to replays on the podcast, but this is my first live, even though I've been here for almost a month. Well, girl, congratulations and welcome to No BS. Any other questions? Cause you know, we can get out. My goal is to get these calls down to like 30, 45 minutes, which we are on. It's not that hot in South Carolina right now, y'all. It has gotten chilly. As we say at my house, nipply. It's nipply outside. Do y'all say that? Am I the only one that says it's nipply? It's 72 in Myrtle Beach. What hell, it ain't. It has warmed up this afternoon. You know, I haven't been outside. I sit right here at this desk. Yeah, it's nipply. Mm-hmm. What's chilly for me? Like 40s. Just, yeah. Yeah, Cheryl says, is it possible to get paired with a group of one or two people? Yes, when you fill out the form, it asks if you want one person or a group. So those are really the only two choices you have, but you can get paired with one person. Kim says it's always nipply in Canada. What is the significance of Dolly Parton's photo behind Corinne? She loves her some Dolly Parton. As much as I love Prince, God rest his soul, she loves Dolly Parton. My husband likes to point out to me when it's nipply. Yeah, it's nipply season. I love Prince too, honey. He is my boo. And I was devastated with his passing. So, yeah, who doesn't love Dolly? You know, I'm her cousin. I'm her kin from far off. She doesn't know it. She doesn't know it, but we somehow can. Hannah, if you want a new accountability group, why don't you just email support at pnptribe.com or click that blue whatever and get Dina to help you there. Let's see. Oh, Missy's a Minnesota native. He has my heart. You know, I went to Minnesota and I went to Paisley Park where he lived and passed. I took the trip. I took the trip and I got a tattoo while I was there. That's how much I love him. I don't think Corinne's got a Dolly tattoo. So that must mean I love Prince more than she loves Dolly. Just saying. Not that it's a competition. All right. Everything is available to you, but it is not for you. We are here to help you. You have a team of people whose legit job it is to make you lose, to help you lose your weight. It's our literal job. Who else has had a job that you could just like reach out to whose job it was to make sure you lost weight? That's what you have here at No BS. We want to make sure that that happens. And the only way we can help you is if you ask for it. when you go to ask coaches, people always say, so often, I don't want to go to ask coaches. I don't want to bother them. People have bigger problems than mine and blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to tell you, we have a team of ask coaches coaches. They have plenty of time to get your questions answered. And when they're answering your question is the most important question. Yeah, we can't help you if you don't tell us what you need help with, but we have all the answers. Between all of us coaches, we have every single answer you need to help you lose weight. Between all of us, we are great. We call ourselves sister wives. We work together to make sure that y'all lose your weight. You just have to tell us what you need, and we'll be doing that. Is it better to sacrifice sleep to get my goals done? Why would you have to sacrifice sleep? Like, I get up and pee about twice a night. I don't like take that away from my time in the bed. I don't like subtract that out. And that's the only thing that I could really think of that you would be like, if I get my water, I have to get up and pee. My goal is to wake up at 5 a.m. every day and have me time for planning, journaling, and walking. Yes. So this is how you're going to do it. Because here's the thing. I want y'all all to see this. This is a great example of how we need to level up. And I'm not saying this is you. I'm just saying what I see a lot. Like, this is what I see a lot. I want to wake up at 5. I want to be a 5 a.m. riser. I'm going to plan, and I'm going to walk, and I'm going to do all this other stuff. So you decide, tomorrow I'm going to set my alarm at 5 a.m. Even though you've been getting up at 7 every day and going to bed at 11, you're like, I'm still going to bed at 11. You find ways to stay up till 11, and instead of getting up at 7, you try to get up at 5. It's never going to work. You've got to level it up. So if you go to bed at 11 for a week, trying to go to bed at 10:45, see if you can back your going to bed time back a little bit. And then you'll notice that your wake up time probably gets a little bit earlier. And if you need to, you can kind of back that up too. If you're finding it is not going to be overnight. I'm going to tell y'all right quick, my exercise story. A lot of, she says, I find when I don't wake up at 5, it just didn't get done. Well, then you need to figure out how to be a 5 a.m. waker. Or you need to plan at night. Yeah, just figure out how to consistently get up at 5. When I wanted to be an exerciser, this is literally how I did it. I decided I wanted to be an exerciser. I don't know why, I just did. And so for the first couple of weeks, all I did was lay out I wanted to get in the habit of being somebody who just got up and put on her workout clothes. So if you're like me, your ironing board stays up all the time. So at night, I would lay my clothes out on my ironing board, socks, shoes, bra, the whole shebang. I would get up and go pee and just stick on my clothes. For a couple of weeks, all I did was put my clothes on, drink coffee, and watch the news. Never a step did I take. Then that got easy. And I was like, before I sit down and have my coffee, I'm going to walk for 5 minutes around my living room. So that's what I would do. I would get up and pee, put on my workout clothes, walk around my living room for 5 minutes, get my coffee, and go sit down and watch the news. And then I live in a cul-de-sac. I was like, could I start just walk in the cul-de-sac, come back in? I did that. Before you know it, I was walking. It took a couple months, you know, like just it took a minute to where I was like actually getting up and going out and doing stuff. Now, about, I don't know, 10 half marathons later, countless 5Ks, 10Ks, I think it was a good start. Now, I could have decided that wasn't enough. Beat myself up. You're never going to get this. I could have done all of that. But instead, I celebrated. At least you put them damn clothes on. Look at you. Getting in a habit. You're on your way. Taking a step in the right direction. Instead of, wah, wah, you really should be out walking. You see all your neighbors out there. They can figure it out. Why can't you figure it out? If you weren't so lazy, you'd be out there. I had that option. I decided that option wasn't going to get me to my goals. I decided putting on my clothes at first was just enough. I decided that getting in the habit of laying my clothes out at night was just enough where I needed to be. For some of you, it's like, you know, plan. I'm not a planner. I'm just going to start by planning breakfast. You got choices. You can celebrate that you've decided to take a step in the right direction and plan breakfast, or you can go in that Facebook group. Like, everybody else making a plan every single day. They're planning all their food. This is going to take too long. Why can't I get my shit together like they got their shit together? You got choices, y'all. You got choices. It can be not enough, or it can be good enough, and you can figure out how to level it up. We all have that choice. You know, and I just, like, I was a singer in high school, believe it or not. And, like, I didn't have the best mom. But I wish, you know, I used to practice. I took voice lessons. Like, I did all the things. And I would go in and audition for things. I would want it so bad. Like, I would want it so bad. And I would try out. And then if I didn't get the solo I wanted or whatever, my mother was an amazing example of why my brain was like it was. You should have tried harder. You should have worked harder. Did you work hard enough? Did you try hard enough? I don't know that you did. I bet those other kids were trying harder than you. And that's how we're, a lot of us are raised. That's how a lot of us are raised. You'd work really hard to get a good grade on a test. And you'd come in with a B or a C. And you'd be thinking, thank God I didn't fail it. I worked really hard. And somebody would say, what did the rest of the class make? Did they make better than that? How many A's were there? I think you could have done better. And that's where we go all the time now with weight loss, with everything. It's just because of how we were raised. And Angie says, my mom would have been, I told you weren't good enough to get it. Yeah. And then what happens when you don't make a plan, or you don't drink your water, or you overeat at dinner? I bet the first thing that pops in Angie's head is, I told you you weren't good enough to lose weight. I told you you weren't going to be able to do it. It's just because of how we were taught. There's a different way. There's a different way. Let us show you the different way. Girl, Angie, therapy. Angie's in therapy. Life coaching and therapy go hand in hand for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's how we all are, right? Like, that's what we all heard for so long. We got to learn to do different. And I bet a lot of y'all in the chat did just what I did. We learn from it. We do different for our kids. We wouldn't say that shit to them, our friends. I wouldn't ever say that shit to my kids. And I have my mama to thank for that, because she taught me better. But for God bless that, in my head, I learned how to do it for everybody else, to give everybody else credit for the little things that they do and the ways that they show up for themselves. But I never figured out how to do it for myself until I got here. Until I found no BS. I finally learned to stop beating myself up. And when I learned to stop beating myself up and give myself credit for the shit I was actually doing, weight loss became a lot easier. It just did. Yeah. I know. Sorry. She said MJ's trying to pare down the timing, and yeah, we won't let her get out. Yeah. Yeah. Tracy said, I did talk that way to my kids. I've done it too. But I apologize. That's something my mama never did. I did it too when they were little. And I've apologized. I did. My mom never apologized. So that was one step in the right direction. Yeah. You gonna get that apology, girl. I'm sorry. What is that? I know. I told my mom one time, this ain't gonna get into my mama thing. We won't even, I could go down the road with y'all. We ain't going down a road. Ruthie said she cried the day she joined No BS. I mean, it's a different place to be. And really, I mean, we all, you see Corinne's passion all the time, but we're all that passionate about your weight loss and your life. Fuck your life. I mean, not just your weight loss. So, all right, y'all. Any other questions? We've gone down a rabbit hole. I feel like Corinne goes off on tangents. So I love, Tracy said, I gave up my weekly Starbucks to join No BS. That's really the only thing it is, right? Like, it's literally Starbucks habit. All right. Y'all have an amazing day. Follow our breadcrumbs. Reach out for help. Let us know if you need anything at all. We don't know how we can help you until you tell us. And the minute you tell us, we'll bend over backwards, jump through hoops, do whatever we need to do to help you. All you got to do is ask. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll see y'all inside the membership. Bye, y'all.